My name's Balzrog. How are y'all tonight? I'm just glad y'all could be here, 'cause I'ma tell you what's tight. I got this thing where I talk to you, whatever you wanna do. Ooh, I might ask you some questions and shit. I really don't give a fuck about it. You might sit there and smoke some cigarettes. I might take a hit of Doja with the soldiers. We might talk about the latest games. We might talk about movies, all that shit. Come on, talk about Balzrog with me.
One-on-one, Balzrog.
One-on-one with Balzrog, come and see.
One-on-one with Balzrog.
I know you'll like what you about to hear. Everybody gonna stand up and fucking cheer. Everybody know what I do. Every time you won't hear no boos. I got some shit to say. One-on-one with you every day. What you wanna do ain't no surprise. You can tell I'm high by my eyes. One-on-one with Balzrog, motherfucker.
One-on-one with Balzrog.
Motherfuckers talking one-on-one.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Your mama might be here tonight, but don't be afraid. Lock your doors tonight. Oh, what, Shepard? What? Oh, yeah, Shepard's here too. On the computer sipping on cognac. Light up. Light it up tonight.
Light it up. Light it up tonight.
Balzrog.
One-on-one. Balzrog.
One-on-one with you and me. Just two. That's one-on-one math for you.
One-on-one. Balzrog.
One finger on one hand. One finger on the other. That's one-on-one.
We got Mike's Bobbit.
Close enough.
Bobbit?
Yeah.
Like, that guy got a cut... The dangy?
You motherfucker.
Not him.
Not
no,
him.
She threw it out the window.
She did.
And a dog ate his wanus.
I don't think that's exactly what happened.
You're not him.
I'm not him.
You. Oh, tell my listeners.
You've seen my wanus.
That thing's crazy. It looked like R2-D2.
Yes.
You twist the top and it's like. that's crazy. But Mike's Bobbit. He likes games and shit.
Uh-huh.
And you do stand-up comedians.
Yeah. Yep. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay. And you, how...
I love you, Balzrog, but
thanks,
I didn't know I was doing most of the heavy lifting with this.
I don't talk much, but this they make me do this thing called one-on-one with people.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
I'm a comedian. I've known you for 10 years.
Yep.
Do people know that you started off as a small Balzrog?
No,
a little Balzrog.
They knew me as Balz on stage,
right?
And a lot of people don't know I used to hit the scene.
Yeah, you were part of my crew.
Uh huh.
Before you had your own crew.
Yep.
Yeah.
The GWA crew.
The GWA crew.
We were like the Rainbow Coalition of comedy.
We were.
It was me, the albino.
Right.
me,
the regular white guy.
He was a normal color white guy.
Dave Mahesh from MTV Canada.
Dave Mahesh.
When he got MTV Canada, he told his mom, he's like, hey, I'm going to be on MTV Canada. And his mom said, there's an MTV Canada?
Is that Pregnant in 16?
Dave? Yes, exactly.
That's
and then,
Canada.
Jeff Ford.
I love Jeff Ford's.
Yeah.
That's the best car. Right?
He's related to Harrison Ford.
And he got that scar on his chin.
Harrison Ford or Jeff Ford?
Jeff.
You always confuse Jeff Ford and Harrison Ford.
They're both so handsome.
Jeff Ford is the tall, skinny black guy.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Right.
Yeah.
No scar on his chin.
No, he looked like a pretty Forrest Gump.
Right. He's like, oh, yeah. Home.
His joke, he saved us at the Nazi bar one night. Yeah, that's
you
Jeff.
Put together a show at a Nazi bar.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to kill even you because you weren't white enough.
Oh, I walked in and they thought I was albino, but my eyes were just pink from weed.
Right.
And the skinheads were talking to me, and then my wife walked in, and I broke their hearts because my wife, Arabic.
Yeah.
And no Hail Hitlers for me. So after the show, we went outside after Jeff Ford went up, did his thing, and the Nazis came outside with the boots, red laces.
You be the Nazis and I'll be Jeff Ford, since it's the only imitation I can do.
Okay.
Picture a tall, skinny black guy.
I'm a Nazi. I hate other races.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to do Nazi. Hold on. We hate races. But we like you because you're funny.
Oh, yeah. Give it up to yourselves for hating black people.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And the shootout happened the following weekend.
Right.
And none of us was there, thankfully.
Right.
I think Ted Wright might have got shot.
Right.
But that's how I know Mike's Bobby right here.
Mm-hmm.
M-I-C.
M-I-K-E.
Mike, your name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mike's.
Right.
So, Mike's.
Oh, and you know what we haven't talked about since you've been here? Me, you, and Dave Smirhash are also in a Bollywood movie.
Oh, at the airport, Puppet Master.
Yep.
I still haven't seen that piece of shit.
Me neither.
I don't think, because we kept laughing in the scenes and shit.
Yeah.
And they were like, retake, the albino fucking up. And that cheesy girl was trying to stand up singing. She was an extra. And she was embarrassing the shit out of us.
All I remember was that they were moving to a new location, and me, you, and Dave Mahesh said, you want to just go home?
We did, because the movie sucked.
Yep.
It wasn't like it was Transformers. Mark Wahlberg, wait, we walked to wherever you at.
You know, they're going to shoot Superman versus Batman in Detroit?
Affleck. But Brian Meth Lab Luthor.
Huh?
Meth Lab Luthor. Lex Luthor gonna be Brian Cranston.
I didn't know that.
He gonna be the shit. And where I get my updates and shit is from our website, NerdSync.
Okay.
Tips and shit. Now I seen that. I can't read it. He read it to me.
NerdSync, SYNC?
Q.
Why am I asking you how to spell something?
When you talk normal and people listen and understand what to go to. But, yeah, I seen that. I was like, oh,
S-Y-N-Q?
Sink.
Motherfucker.
Not like kitchen sink.
Right.
S-I-N-Q. Not that. It's S-Y-N-Q.
Okay.
Right? Right?
Sure.
Okay.
I thought it was C.
No, that's another website, and they fake.
Okay.
S-Y-N-Q. That's actually about sinks you can get for your houses. Nerd-ass sinks.
Then there's, yeah.
You can get, like, a Han Solo carbonite sink.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome.
Did you see the fridge?
Yes, dude. Someone posted it on my Facebook.
Oh, wait, I did too. I posted that shit.
Did you? No, you didn't post it on my Facebook.
No, my mom let me use her laptop, and I posted it. I had to drive over there.
I love your mom.
Yeah, she lives somewhere else now because she hate me.
Oh.
Yeah, she won't give me money.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, bro.
You don't need money.
I got three wires, man. I'm balling. Somebody bought me a Wii U.
Really?
My grandma. Yeah, she died finally, and I got money. And we did that, and I'm like, oh, shit. So Xbox One next, so hopefully Grandpa buys it soon.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you're going Xbox One over PS4?
No, I'm going to buy PS4. But if I get that inheritance money, Xbox
One. But you're
going to
kill your grandpa and get a X-Bone.
Listen, Stairs can be a motherfucker if you old. You know what I'm saying? He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing.
He's not going to put up a fight.
No, man. He never does. Pillows suck.
You just move his ski mask on sideways, then he can't see out of the eye holes.
He got original ski mask from the Titanic. Straight original Balrog. He was balls rash.
That's why the captain of the Titanic couldn't see the iceberg.
Oh.
Ski mask.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. When you travel by boat or ship in cold areas, everyone on board wears ski masks.
And usually dies.
They had to CG out everyone in the movie Titanic's ski masks so you could recognize the actors. They were like, we paid for Billy Zane.
At least they faced his face.
Yeah.
That was the last good movie he did.
Billy Zane?
Yeah, because then he did a shitty zombie movie. It was like Mad Cow Hamburgers. It was on Netflix right next to the ICP movie, Big Money Rustlers.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't see either.
The ICP movie's on Netflix?
Yeah, Screech is in it.
Oh.
Screech, the guy says, Dynamite.
I did a show. It was the last show of the season. I think it was in Wisconsin or something. And they're like, we're starting comedies. We're shutting down for the season, and we're going to have Dustin Diamond here on September 11th. And I said, okay. So that means comedy is going to be starting on September 18th.
He sucked. He did that porno.
Yeah.
That's when comedy died.
You're right. The Day the Laughter Died is the new title of the Dustin Diamond porno.
My favorite part of Saved by the Bell is
when he gives Lisa Turtle a dirty Sanchez.
No, they made it seem okay for an older man to bang a student at the Max. The owner of the Max was banging Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's the same asshole again. I was glad when that alien sucked his brain out in Starship Troopers. Remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Okay.
How do you like video games?
I do like video games. We were just talking about the thing that we both like about video games are the games that you can create your own character.
Yes. I'm glad you bring that up because I didn't know how.
Okay. So you're not as much of a fan of the Saints Row franchise as I am. I love it. I'm playing 4 right now. But I think you should. Once you get into where it starts goofing on Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I both. Mass Effect's my favorite series. Yeah. Same
hands
with you?
Down.
Okay.
We had a writer on the show. They got the composer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I got to ask him questions and shit. It was an Australian writer back on our old website.
What would you ask him? Like, how do you make music sound so good?
I was just like, bro, and I think that's all I said.
Yeah.
And
I just picture you interviewing anyone that you're a fan of would sound like the Chris Farley thing. Like, hey, remember when you get ready to do the missions and, like, the music swells? That part was awesome.
Remember when the Mako came out and you could go straight up a mountainside and the music got tight? But I didn't ask that because, what?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I miss you.
I miss you too. This is great.
So what other games can you create your own characters?
Oh.
Because you know more about games than I do.
Okay. You like Skyrim, you like the Mass Effects, you know. There's a game out there, a lot of people don't give it props, but it's one of my favorite games besides Mass Effect. And I talk about it a lot, and it's Dragon's Dogma. Create
your own. Yeah, because can't you also create your companion in it?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah.
So basically, make your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make your pawn, which
or a lady.
You can be a girl, both characters, and make them sound, look however you want. Scars and shit. Pick their fighting styles, so you can go through as a guy with a sword and shield fighter, and make your chick. What game we talking about?
Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, you make your chick like a mage that can heal you. Plus, you get two other pawns from other people that made they guy.
Okay.
So go through the game, and what I did was, it's a form of cheating, but I kept befriending kids in Japan, because they had it before us, obviously, and they had Berserk skin and shit from Guts Rage, the anime Dreamcast game and shit, and I was like, dude, your pawn is the shit. I was kissing their ass.
Right.
And basically, motherfucking Mike, that's cool when I say that.
Yeah.
What?
Japanese kids. You're like Domo Arigato.
Yeah. So I got their pawns and they were level infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So you go from level 1 to level
infinity.
So basically when you're 200, you level up, you're a badass.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine I'm a level 5 and I got these two pawns that are level 200. Now I'm just walking through the motherfucking game.
Okay.
One hitting dragons and shit. Now I'm leveling up fat. And everything they did in that game, like they beat it and shit and found the secrets, their pawns will tell you. Like if you play and you get my pawn, you don't have
okay.
to. And basically when you're friends with people, you don't have to pay to rent their pawn.
Huh.
So you got their pawn and shit, and basically, say you start out, my pawn will be like, Bobbitts. And I think he say that. And he'd be like, go over here, there's a mission, there's some secret shit over here. The only way to defeat the skeletons with fire.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn.
Oh, okay.
And basically, whatever I do, you know, it, what's up?
Are you stroking out on me?
I'm thirsty. Hydration.
So pick up Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
And
did I tell you about that game?
Yeah, he did.
That's
what
shit.
Other games can you what was the one that we were talking about that you said that Saints Row 4 is basically becoming?
It's basically Crackdown. Crackdown.
Can you create your own character on Crackdown?
It's predetermined.
Then fuck that.
Yeah, but you get a mask. But it evolves.
Mm.
And the only thing cool about the game at the time was, like, say you shooting, you get better at shooting. As you drive cars, your motherfucking police car turned into the goddamn Batmobile.
Because
you've leveled out.
Okay.
It sucks.
Okay.
But it's fun if you broke. And I found it for $2.
All right.
So, you know, baby formula or motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why your wife has titties.
Yeah, well, they tapped.
Really?
I think.
Does that happen?
I put a straw on that motherfucker.
You're not supposed to be breastfeeding from your wife. And where are you putting the straw?
Right in the nipple. No? Wrong.
Yeah, no.
I tried milking.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't udders. No? Back to game.
I wonder if I was going to make a horrible... Never mind. I was going to say something that I was like, if I said this joke, then I'd have to go back to the Quality Inn and start hanging out with those Nazis.
I'm used to it. Go ahead.
No, I know and I like your wife. I'm not going to make any...
Yeah.
I'm not going to speculate whether or not Middle Eastern women have
maybe
different flavor milk.
It tastes like grape leaves. I've had some. The other one's hummus.
Oh.
You want some? I got a jar of it out in the car.
How is it that you're not divorced?
She knows I'm retarded.
Does she not listen to the podcast?
She gets a paycheck to stick around. We don't live in the same house.
Okay.
But there is a shed outside with blanket.
You realize that it sounds like you're a stud and you're just reproducing for her.
Yeah.
You're like a
alien
thoroughbred.
No, like that big mother alien just waiting to get defrosted and hump again. And then Predator run the whole day for your ass. Predator.
So you're the queen alien in this story, or are you the alien?
I'm talking about Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Catch Predator. Right?
If they do another Predator movie, Chris Hansen should be
in it. And he has to die. Like, I want him to walk up to Predator and be like, Starship Trooper 89.
Oh, this is the greatest fucking mashup.
You know what I'm saying? And have Predator. He
Predator
come into the house.
In a kitchen.
And he got Funyuns.
Oh, fuck.
He got Funyuns.
I'm writing this down.
Write it. Use it.
Oh, To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen. Predator. Fucking.
Because, obviously Predator got that arm thing, which he texted with.
Right.
So he's texting the underage lens. Like, oh, where you at? Meet you in Tennessee in a half hour. And he show up in the big mothership. Police right outside. Okay? He go in.
On the side of the house, there is a Bush wearing Converse.
Yeah! What the fuck?
So Predator doesn't, gets a weird heat sensor from...
He don't see the cop bodies outside because
right.
They're covered in mud.
He's covered in mud, yeah.
Like, you know, dude. Like, Arnold... He's so dumb. How did he trick Predator? But anyway, I'm going to have me some fun tonight. Remember that guy said that?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So, moving along, he come in and Chris Hansen come out. Motherfucker, Chris Hansen. Dateline. You ever watch Dateline?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's like, he's reading Predator's email.
Oh, I just remembered another old comedy story that we haven't talked about. Remember the comedian that ended up trying to bang a 12-year-old? And
yeah.
Initials were SL. Remember that? Or was that before or after?
Oh, shit. Stuart Smalley?
Yes. Stuart Lolly.
I remember. Because I left his house real quick. He didn't know how old I was.
The guy's first name was Scott. Do you remember this? Or did this happen after he...
I heard about it.
Okay, yeah.
We ain't friends no more.
No.
No. He was on Catch a Predator.
He should have been.
It's so awkward when they take the clothes off and the girl just run away. Like, did you see the one with the guy? He was, like, crippled and shit?
No.
But his wang still worked.
Are we talking about... Oh, Carl Weathers in Predator 2?
No. Dylan, you son of a bitch. Yeah. What are we talking about? Predator vs. Alien sucked. Right. The game.
The game sucked, yeah. I like the movie, though.
The movie's a badass. Like, yeah. I love Aliens. I still haven't seen Prometheus.
And
Promiscuous?
Promiscuous.
That game?
Movie? You know what? No? I thought it was okay, but my lady over your shoulder there just gave me, like, an angry face is giving me an angry because she loved it.
So it was good.
She liked it.
Then I'm going to see it. It's on Blu-ray now. PS3 got a Blu-ray. If y'all didn't know, PS3 got Blu-ray playing.
Does it?
Do you think anybody know?
I think it's funny that the Xbox One is going to have a Blu-ray player in it, which means that they're going to have to pay Sony for every Xbox One sold because what? Sony owns the created the technology on Blu-ray.
Xbox 180.
Yeah.
And then people signed a petition. Xbox
180, that's a great one.
You like that? Because they were like, no, let's do they Take Back Earth. I liked Milk. Yeah. What the fuck?
The movie with Harvey Milk?
I look like that guy that bent spoons. Uh-huh. Powder. Yeah. That's not even what we're talking about. But, fuck, this is hard.
We're talking about Xbox?
No, I took Viagra. This is hard. You know what I mean?
You're an idiot.
These jokes are classic.
I'm not scared.
I lost my place.
I know.
Shit.
You're
Mass Effect. I like Right?
We're back to Mass Effect? Yeah. What did your Shepard look like?
He had a ski mask and a biotic necklace.
Yeah.
His shit was tight. No, he was pale. I made it real.
Yeah?
He was pale.
Your Shepard?
Yeah, you couldn't see his goddamn mustache because my hair's too light. So he looked like he had alopecia. When the hair fell out, I'm like, fuck. Right? That's the word. But
you have color in you now, Balrog.
Yeah, man, my wife.
How did that happen?
Outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before, we could see, like, remember the one time that you had a blood clot? We could tell.
Remember that?
Because we couldn't see your blood pumping through your fish skin.
You could actually see blue blood in my arms, man. Remember that time I ate them red hot nachos and you seen them go down my esophagus? Because my skin, remember that toy you could see the body?
We could watch your food digest.
They use me at college sometimes. Right. Watch what happens when you eat bleach. Yeah, that didn't help. No, but Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Did you like the ending, the original?
Yeah, I downloaded all of the DLC for it, and I haven't played any of them. I was happy with the original ending.
I liked it, and I said it before, Crybabies wanted Garrus making pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, use your imagination. You know, everything fucking blew up. And I thought it was good, like, it left a bit. And after I said that, when that DLC come out, exactly what I said for the Crybabies. It was like people eating pancakes. They had a party. Blasto got beat up by the Prothean alien.
Are you
shit.
Ruining the DLC for me?
I'm talking about Dragon Age.
Oh, Dragon.
Don't play 2.
Okay.
You can make your guy, though, so play it.
Yeah, man.
Reuse maps.
Yeah.
Suck.
Yeah.
But Xbox One.
Yeah, I'm not on board for Xbox One.
My deciding factor is, what is Mass Effect going to be on?
It's going to be on both. It's too expensive to make games now and not have them be on every system possible.
So why not Xbox and PS4 just join? And then just have it be like X4 and the Wii U.
That would be like... That would be like...
The old GameCube. Oh, yeah.
ICP and, like, literate things getting together.
Like not Bob Seger and ICP getting together.
Right. Yeah, it won't happen.
Damn. Like, Walmart's becoming... Oh, then again... Best Buy.
Your podcast is a union of America and Canada.
Yeah. Wes is from Silent Hill.
Uh-huh.
Jaded Screwface Capital.
I thought you said Nova was from Silent Hill.
Nova is from Canada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like, Silent Hill on... Are you supposed to say where everyone lives?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where that man... Sometimes I listen.
Uh-huh.
And other times I'm drinking, and I don't know. And Zimas are a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude, man. And cocaine.
Because your Zimas have been fermenting.
Yeah. Man, I had one Pepsi Zero the other day.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Crystal Pepsi.
That shit
nasty. Why don't they make Crystal Pepsi anymore?
Because people was dying.
Yeah.
People's hair catching on fire on stage.
Right.
Pepsi was a motherfucker. Rest in peace, MJ. You like Michael Jackson?
I heard he hasn't been...
Moonwalker, motherfucker.
He hasn't done anything lately.
No, I'm waiting for the next CD.
Yeah.
Thriller.
Thriller Part 2?
HD.
Yeah.
I hope they remake Moonwalker. Remember the game? That shit? Remember that?
Wasn't it not a terrible game?
It was sweet.
Okay.
He'd turn around and be like, whoo. And he'd rescue children.
Wait, he turned around and did what?
Whoo.
Oh, yeah, because then when he rescued the children, they'd go and they'd hug him, but because of the graphics, it looked like they were blowing him.
Yeah. It was weird. It looked like them online pornos, the Japanese ones.
Yeah.
Where it's blurred out, they look like they have 8-bit wanuses.
Mm-hmm.
That always is weird to me.
8-bit wanuses?
Yeah, like it looks like, yeah, like a video game penis.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry. Them games suck.
I liked the Leisure Suit Larry games growing up, but then, like,
the all computer ones.
Yeah, the console ones all suck.
They were horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, these suck, man. What?
The newest one was used at GameStop, and I was like, oh, I should get it. It's only like $7.99 or something like that. And then I looked at a review, and it said, not even worth the $7.99. And I was like, no, fuck.
They're giving it away. Put Brink in there.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, and I love Bethesda. Look, you like Fallout 3?
Yeah, but I still have it, and I never went through it all the way. I don't know what happened.
It's one of them games, like games.
Yeah. You can create your own character.
Make your own guy, but it's got Liam Neeson's your dad, Taken, Darkman, Break Your Finger, Pink Elephant, remember?
I knew that you said Liam Neeson wrong, and you, like, glitched me out for a second,
because I was
like, where did you fuck this up? I know you did, but Liam Neeson sounds so close to being right.
He was bad. He's your dad, and you gotta go find him in the wasteland, but the game, just like Last of Us, which is a badass fucking game.
I loved it.
And what irks me about games like that is you only play them once.
That's
all you need.
Yeah.
So they should only be $30.
Yeah.
You know? But it sucks because I'm like, man, Naughty Dog.
But they just announced a new online mode, and neither of us have played Last of Us Online.
Games like that don't need online.
Right.
They could have added, like, tons more DLC or, like, rescue missions or some shit like it. Like, the best DLC for that game would send you an underground guy that... What's the word? Like... Smuggler?
Uh-huh.
The DLC should be...
Older smuggling missions.
Yeah.
Yeah, give you backstory of Joel's character.
Before you get to Ellie.
Yeah.
Like, and then you could level up your points and shit, like the shiv and your health, before you do the whole game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea.
And it's going to be something horrible, I know it. And I haven't even played it. I don't know what the mission is, but... Man, what a game. The beginning of that game.
Is there a date on the DLC for with the new single player stuff for Last of Us?
There probably is. I'll have to check that shit.
We should go to nerdsynx.com.
Nerdsynq. How do you spell it?
S-I-N-K.
Yeah.
You can get the...
Vegetables.
You can get a sink that looks like the Sarlacc pit.
Sarlacious crumb in your toaster.
Right.
That thing was crazy.
I like on the episode of the podcast I listened to, you guys were all doing dueling Wookiee noises.
I'll do it the best.
You do.
They can't. They don't have the oomph.
Oh, that's what we used to do on stage together. Because I had the Wookiee joke, but I couldn't do the Wookiee noise.
And I just
so you would stand there until it was time to do the Wookiee noise, and then you would do it, and then I would go back to doing,
I would stand by Mike on stage on my phone, tell him, Mike.
You would stand on stage on your phone,
and then
tell him, Balls Rock.
He would, and I wouldn't do shit, tell him.
You would just stand there not doing shit.
So I was standing not doing shit, right?
Yeah, you were standing there not doing shit.
And I was looking at my phone, and he'd do his joke, and it was fucking awkward, but funny to us. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Is this a patron of a bar?
Right.
Take your seat.
Because there was this show. It was like an underground show that was, like, the guys who ran it. Now one of them writes for Conan O'Brien, and the other one has, like, a one-man show in New York and L.A. and everything.
Nice.
And, so... They put me up, but they wouldn't put you up.
Why?
I think they just didn't want to hear your OJ story.
I could write for Jay Leno. He suck.
You're funnier than Jay Leno.
Yeah, I like Conan. He did that to him. Shame on you with your 56 Porsches, punk. Big ass chin. What?
You lost me again.
Gangster.
I got back on at the end.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
No.
Nope. I don't even remember.
What do you want to talk about? One-on-one with me.
One-on-one.
I'm glad you could make it.
We're at my place.
I came over.
Yeah.
You got...
I do I do love it that that you are wearing the mask.
I have to. Something happened.
Something does happen.
Them Nazis beat me up.
I know. When we were... I'm no one wants to know how the sausage is made, but when you were talking about God, what the fuck? What have you done to me? I can't remember what we were just talking about.
My character make people retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I get free video games.
I focused for a little bit because you were slipping out of character.
Oh.
And then I was just like, he's slipping. And then you're right back into it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you live not too far from one.
Oh, man. And what do you like to do? Okay.
Yeah. I got a bunch of action figures in the other room.
I want to play with... They open?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to open them. I still got my original Star Wars toys. Believe it or not, and Robotech.
I lost all my Star Wars toys in a house fire. Thanks for bringing it up. You know, why don't you just get the fuck out of here?
I guess I'll have to.
You want
to
talk about my new albums?
Let's talk about them.
Okay. I have a couple albums, and one is called Full Frontal Nerdity.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a joke about MMOs, massively multiplayer online.
Where's the P?
What?
MMO. Mass player.
Massive multi... I don't know.
I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
I can spell.
And then there's my new CD is called Nowadays, which isn't as nerdy, but it's dirty.
I like dirty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they're both on iTunes and stuff like that, so or on my website, offthemic.com.
Awesome. Hope y'all got that. Check that shit.
I'm really good at promoting things. I just rush through that as quickly as possible.
You're like me.
If you want to hear my shit, then hear my shit. You can find it.
He's funny. Going on 30 years. No, how many years?
10
years old we met. Right?
No, yeah, all right.
Okay.
We've known each other for 10 years.
Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
No clue what I'm talking about.
You know that there's that, there's a place right off of 94 where they did a Cebu benefit.
Oh, I didn't go to that.
And ICP was there wrestling.
I got hit with Faygo.
Yeah. Oh, I have a great... Oh, I can't tell it. Bobcat Goldthwait has a great story about doing the Gathering of the Juggalos.
He went to that shit?
Yeah. And they have their... the MC for all the shows at the Gathering of the Juggalos, which is Upchuck the Clown, who's Joel Fragamenti.
What?
Yeah, and Bobcat has a story about driving around with Upchuck, with Joel, in a Upchuck costume, and then they get hit with, like, a thing of Faygo, and Bobcat's like, what the fuck? And Joel is just like, ah, don't worry, it's diet. It's not gonna get sticky. Like, Upchuck gets hit so many times that he knows, you know, what's diet. And I'm not going to do it justice. But Bobcat, super cool guy, has a great story about it. People should go see him. He has a new movie about Sasquatch.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So... I spent more time plugging a man who does not need to be plugged than I did myself. You remember myself.
That time Michael Winslow was at that one comedy club?
Yeah.
And I did not get to open for him.
No.
No. That was great night.
Mike Malik did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He has a really good job, lives in Georgia.
Now. I'm glad you said that because the last three people I asked about died. Yeah. Okay? Upbeat time.
Yeah.
No house fires.
I worked with Michael Winslow in Florida.
He's great.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, watch me segue back into this. There's a joke on my new CD nowadays called Taniqua about channeling my inner diva that happened on the night that I worked with Michael Winslow in Florida.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. There's some backstory. People should download at least that track. All right. What are you doing?
I don't know, man.
You're going to cut this.
How long can you talk for?
I can talk for a long time. When are we going to start recording?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
What's the bar going across? Are you recording this?
Yeah. You weren't supposed to say you knew them people?
I didn't know this was the actual thing. You're editing it down to like 5 minutes though, right?
Two?
Okay.
It's going to say Mike Bob and CD, Balls Rock. Yeah. That's it. And Mass Effect, yeah, because Mass Effect. Oh, I love that game.
Oh, it's a good game.
What else do you want to talk about?
You were telling me, because I'm playing Persona on my Vita, and you were telling me that there's something else that's...
Devil Summoner by Shingami Tami. That's a fucked up title. It's Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Long.
Yeah.
Just look for it.
Okay.
But...
What's that? Is it a PS2 game?
PS2, yeah, that's why I'm like, man, bring these games to these systems for next gen.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's probably what they're going to do. Like, oh, guess what? You guys get these games.
Oh, you know what? Here's something.
It's cheaper to make my old shit.
I'm one episode behind on the podcast, but two episodes ago, you were going to tell me how you were weighing in on the HD remakes.
Okay.
So, if you've already talked about this, then we don't have to talk about this on here.
No, we can talk about it. DuckTales.
Okay.
That's coming out.
An HD remake?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. But what do you think about stuff like the Ratchet and Clank collection and...
Of course there's like... I don't want to be one of them internet fanboys that... I hate Dying Hill because you like this one. Like, I like video games. So I don't jump in that hole like, oh, you know, just because. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I say that already. I can edit.
So you're like, to each his own?
Yeah. So, I'm all for it. You know, of course, there's a fan base for these games.
Right. I never played any of the Ratchet & Clank games on the PS2, so I'm glad that now I can.
And they're in HD.
Yeah. And chances, I've tried to play them, and then I kind of get bored.
One of the things, like, I do like is the PlayStation... handheld games that are actually like in collections that you can play on your PS3, because I don't have one of the expensive ass things. They're like $3,000, ain't they?
A handheld?
Yeah.
Vita, they just dropped to $199.
I might be able to still buy one.
Yeah.
One day. But.
You want mine? I'll give you mine.
I'll take it. When you ain't.
There's pictures of my Wayness on there.
I'm taking it now.
Okay.
Okay. That's what Bobbitt went. Not the chopped off one.
No.
Call back. Hey. Because earlier.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
He hate me. But DuckTales coming out. People got mad. They're like, oh, it handled like NES. And it's like, you dumb motherfucker. It is an NES game. And I'm glad it has that feel to it.
This is what I don't like on the portable system when they put PSP games on the Vita, but because the PSP games didn't have a second analog stick, they get really fucked up in trying to control Because they want you to do, like, the PSP way of controlling things. I'm like, just put the line of code in so I can use the second analog stick.
I don't have them, but yeah.
Yeah.
That does suck.
Yeah. All
right. Right?
Uh-huh.
Powerade.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Who's this show brought to us by? Bozrog.
Brought to you by Powerade Zero.
If you don't feel like spending the extra 20 cents for Gatorade, Powerade
Zero. Powerade for your motherfucking face. Yeah. Also sponsored by Fuck You F Word.
Yeah.
I say that shit a lot. I don't do it around my kids.
Well, your kids are half Middle Eastern. Seven, they don't know that.
When they seven, I say them cuss words, you know.
Right.
But they know now.
Yeah.
It sucked.
How old's your oldest?
4.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and the other one just hatched.
Yeah, I know that.
Callback, aliens. Remember that too? I never did callbacks.
You're the queen alien.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
But basically, yeah.
Oh, you know what I made Allison watch?
Tell me.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
Moment of silence.
Which is just Wookiee noises.
And horrible Ewoks. I don't even think they were real midgets.
They weren't Ewoks. They're just like, it's Chewbacca's son, Lumpy.
That was horrible.
And he looks like a, like Danny DeVito for a coast.
Sonny of Philadelphia.
And
what was the battle for Endor with the two kids?
Yeah, those were the, I have both of those on DVD.
He don't talk about those. George Lucas won't talk about those, man.
They're
fuck
not
Jar Jar.
Nearly as bad as the, we're going to watch those. Caravan of, here, take them. You do the talking. I'm going to find out what they're called.
I hope you don't bring those out. Well, basically, stop. Are you serious?
I'm not going to play him.
Don't play that shit. He actually getting this shit. One time, I don't know what to do. This moment brought to you by Gatorade. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. So this is Star Wars. Did you ever see this? This aired in like November 17th, 1978. It's a bootleg.
It's got Boba Fett in it.
Yeah, it's the first reveal of Boba Fett.
It looked like the Hobbit cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then do you remember, this is from your childhood, because I'm 5 years older than you.
Yeah, I remember this one.
All right.
Star Wars animated.
And this is both Ewok Adventures, Caravan of Courage and Battle for Endor.
Battle Endor, because they was inside.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Courage. I don't remember Caravan of Courage. Ain't that the same motherfucker from Krull?
I don't know. Should IMDb it?
And that's... speaking of Star Wars, Pippi Longstocking got a porno coming out.
Yeah?
Yeah, remember in the 80s? She's like, Pippi Longstocking coming to a breath near you.
You're like,
yeah.
You're like autistic when it comes to these old theme songs. Because you were singing the DuckTales one on the episode I listened to.
Race cars, lasers, airplanes. Nobody ever gets that part.
What's the theme song to Jem and the Holograms?
Jem! Gonna live forever. No?
No, that's Fame.
I remember. No.
What
she
about
laid
the Misfits?
Down in the chair and the water came down.
That's Flashdance.
Okay, not that either.
So you can come up with stuff, just don't put you on the spot?
I can. All I mean, what's your favorite ramen noodle?
Chicken.
Me too. What were we talking about?
Cartoon theme songs from the 80s.
Oh, I couldn't get you.
No. G.I. Joe?
Oh, yeah. G.I. Joe, great American hero. G.I. Joe is there. Cobra! Like, I know his voice.
Yeah. Now I know, and knowing's
half the battle.
What's the other half of the battle?
Not knowing.
Really?
Right?
I do a bit about the G.I. Joe thing now on stage, because I want to make sure that I have zero audience members.
Was I right?
Yeah.
Not knowing.
Like, sir, I don't know what the other half of the battle is. It's like, Sir, they are invading our fortress and they are raping our women and killing our men. I know. And that is half the battle. But shouldn't we retreat or something? Like, no, but we should know about retreat. That's half the battle. And but they are viciously raping my mom right now, sir. I know.
Cobra.
It's like, thanks a lot, Cobra, Roblox.
And the Zartan twins are double teaming my mom in there.
Tomax and Zamot. They're not Zartan twins.
They were related.
Well, they were part of the Crimson Guard.
He looked like a snake from Conan, the guy that turned into it.
James Earl Vader. Doom.
Yeah, yeah, James Earl Vader.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's crazy. All the motherfuckers full circle.
Yep. Brought back to Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, because I hate Leno. Call back.
Call back.
Yep, I did it.
See, you figured out how to be funny.
Kinda.
It took you 10 years.
It was weird.
Yeah.
A lot of times nobody would laugh. Remember that college thing we did and there was only 5 people there? And it was comedians.
Was it the Ted Riott cavalcade of comedy?
It was actually 4 comedians and the janitor.
Right.
Yeah, and nobody came in there.
I just did a show at Schoolcraft Community College where it was a complete fucking disaster. And then one of the other guys and I, they had a table of all the pamphlets and stuff. So we grabbed a pamphlet on chlamydia, and then he grabbed the chlamydia pamphlet, and then I grabbed one for like drinking and driving or something. And I said,
We
both went up on stage together, and we were like, "Well, this actually isn't a comedy show. This is just to get you guys all wondering what's really going on. What I want to talk about is," and then we both pull out our pamphlets, and I go drunk driving, and he goes chlamydia, and I'm like, "Oh," and I throw my pamphlet, and I'm like, "Chlamydia," and then we just did this whole bit where I was like trying to make it up as I went, but I knew nothing about chlamydia, and then I was like doing like all the funny lines, and he was trying to play it straight, and it ended up being really funny.
I want to hit. Oh, you didn't record it?
No.
Damn. I would have talked about car wrecks because you can get chlamydia from car wrecks.
From car wrecks?
Yeah, because drunk drivers always got STDs. This thing on.
Mass Effect!
Yeah, so that wasn't a callback.
Yeah.
Gatorade. But yeah, this is awesome. I gotta tell you, I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, are we gonna hang out?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of this?
You're not gonna throw me out your house after this?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No one's ever gonna, I mean, you connected to the internet, so I assume that someone's gonna be able to get a copy of this, but no one's ever gonna hear from you again.
Oh, they could hear me on the... somewhere.
Yeah, no.
GWA. I'll come out to the comedy show. We roasting food.
Yeah, they're gonna have a roast for me.
Yeah.
And you said that you'd return to the stage and
I'll
roast me.
Do it just for you.
All right.
As Balls Rog.
All right.
That's who I am.
That's who you are.
Not Dave. Why everybody
what?
Say Dave?
I made a point of not saying that.
It's not Dave.
No.
At all.
I'll post on your Facebook sometime, like, "Hey, there, Balls Rock."
You did.
I know. I do that all the time.
I've seen that shit. Yeah. I don't like that comment at all. I don't share it either.
Yeah.
I do comment on it, though.
Yeah.
But this has been fucking fun, man.
Yeah, I miss hanging out with you. We were supposed to do this when Dave Mahesh was in town.
Yeah.
But he never has passport to come over to the United States.
I thought we were going over there.
But you don't have a passport either.
And they don't like me wearing this shit. Especially at customs.
Oh, yeah. I would not want to go over the border with you.
Awkward. Say, they cut open my mask with a...
Jeff Ford story, which you're going to have Jeff Ford on sometime.
Oh, hell yeah. Next one-on-one.
So Jeff Ford and I would go over to Windsor together. And again, Jeff Ford, tall, skinny, very non-threatening. Like, could be a Cosby kid.
He's like... an awesome teacher that gives you candy.
Right.
And takes the older kids' toys and gives them to you.
Yeah.
Like that one teacher did for me.
He he has like just a joke like caught my sleeve on fire at a barbecue and the police came and arrested me for possessing a firearm. You know?
My favorite one, he said, "I know where all the pops like to go party. Club Soda." That one would kill me. The hate crimers. They killed him.
I think a good pet to have would be a rhinoceros. Because if you get drunk and drive into the side of your house, you could say, "It wasn't me. It was a rhinoceros."
He said, I know what kind of vegetables have feet. Huh. I didn't do his voice. Tomatoes. Yeah, do it
again. Oh, tomatoes.
I know what kind of vegetables have feet. Tomatoes. He said that. That's his joke.
He drops it. I don't want to spoil this, but this is the joke that made everyone go crazy. He was talking about someone picking on him. He goes, so I didn't like to be picked on, so I went into the house, and I got my gun, and I came outside, and I squirted a motherfucker. He said fuck on stage.
He cussed?
Yeah. There was a roast for him. And what? I was scared that, because he's so timid, I was scared that he wasn't going to be able to have a rebuttal.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, like, madly writing jokes for him on 3x5 cards. And the first one he grabs was not the best joke. It was, like, very, like, it was a run-on sentence. And he goes, and it was like, it was a twofer where it's going to hit two comedians at the same time. And he's just like, so the only, and he's, I think, drunk too. He's like,
he drinking.
He's like, fuck this, Mike. I'm sorry. I can't read.
No, he did. Is there a video of that shit?
There might be.
Oh.
I don't know. All right, so Jeff Ford going over to Canada. He would drive, and, like, the guards would just see that he was so nervous and everything. They're like, how long have you had this car? Who does it belong to? My dad. What does he do for a living? How long has he been there? What do you do? I do land. What are you doing in Canada? Who was the 17th president? I was like, Jesus, they harassed you. And then the next night, he's like, would you mind driving? And I'm like, no, I'll drive. So we go to the border, and the guy seriously says, how you doing tonight? And I was like, I'm all right. And he's like, all right, have fun.
Oh, shit. What did Jeff say?
He's like, you're driving from now on. And I was like, no problem.
Love Jeff Ford.
Man. I love Jeff Ford.
Oh, and on that note, anything you want to add?
Thank you for having me on your podcast, Balls Rock Gamer, Gamers with Attitude.
Thank you for coming out.
Fuck the Liberty City Police.
Can't wait to shoot that shit online, motherfucker. What?
Oh, Mass Effect.
Jeff, we out.
One.
News channel saying what? Who the fuck is that?
Give me my nugget.
Yeah, baseball players use baseball bats. Gonna be talk to me, honey bee, chop down trees.
One-on-one with Buzz.
Welcome, motherfuckers, to the one-on-one Balls Rock Show. Biatch!